the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Representatives from Faulkner University, Alabama Farmers Federation, and the National Agricultural Law Center gathered last week to establish a three-year Alabama Ag Law pathway. AlphaFarmers.org reports starting next spring, first-year students in Faulkner's Jones School of Law may apply for admission to the pathway to focus on agricultural law. The partners will select one student for the program, beginning with a summer 22 internship at the Federation in Montgomery. One-fifth of U.S. beef processing capacity was temporarily knocked out after hackers attacked JBS, the world's largest meat producer, on May 30th. The ransomware attack, which the FBI says was perpetrated by a Russian-speaking gang that's made some of the largest ransomware demands on record in recent weeks, affected the JBS servers in Australia and North America, shutting all JBS beef plants down on Tuesday. Because most facilities were back up on Wednesday, there likely won't be any significant impact on ranchers or consumers. House Ag Chair David Scott warns the Biden administration could impose a significant financial burden on farm families with his proposal on capital gains taxes, saying any increase in estate tax for those taking over farmland is untenable. Agriculture.com reports Scott is one of the highest-ranking congressional critics of the president's proposal to end the practice of assessing assets, including land, at their current value when passed down to heirs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.